Onondaga County Health Department officials are working closely with community partners in preparation for any cases of the novel coronavirus. Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta says they're in regular contact with state and federal partners and sharing information with local health systems, hospitals, school districts, and universities. She says the same precautions apply to prevent the spread of any virus.
Hand hygiene, cough etiquette, staying home if people are sick and seeking care at the right time. The only difference is that here, local health departments play a significant role in trying to make sure they're connecting all the dots in order to take care of the patient as well as to protect the family and the communities at the same time.
Gupta says there is a detailed plan in place in case someone fits the criteria for the coronavirus, including travel history and symptoms. She encourages everyone to educate themselves about what's happening using reliable and trusted sources like the state and county health departments, as well as the CDC and WHO.
People need to be very vigilant. They should be very curious. They should be very willing to learn, but not to get overly anxious about that. Having coronavirus in our community is still a low probability. Never say never in medicine, we know that. We have more likelihood of people getting affected by flu.
And Gupta says that's what's happening in central New York. As of last week, there have been more than 2,100 confirmed cases of the flu this season. She says unlike the coronavirus, there's a vaccine and treatment.
There shouldn't be no confusion that what is in front of us, their worst enemy at this point, is the flu. So we should take all the measures to protect ourselves to prevent flu getting to our homes and in our bodies.
Whether it's the flu or new coronavirus, Gupta says if people are asking questions and taking charge of their own health, that's half the victory for public health. More information on both illnesses is at ongov.net/health. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.